You know, in the movie A Christmas Story, Ralphie, on Christmas morning, and the whole family is sitting after they've opened their gifts. And mom and dad asked, "Ralphie, did you get everything you wished for?" And Ralphie says, "Thank you." And then daddy says, "What's that behind the tree by the desk?" And Ralphie's eyes looks up and he rushes over there. And lo and behold, what does he find? He finds a big box. Well, mom is surprised, but dad has that knowing look in his eyes, right? Ralphie opens it up and guess what he gets? Red Ryder BB gun. With what? With the compass in the stock and that thing that tells time, right? He got it. That was the gift he was looking for. Well, this Christmas, all of us have been looking for a new world of shalom. Did you get that? It was in a big box, huge box, by your garage. You didn't see that? No? Well, I'm going to ask Santa to come back and check his list, whether you've been good or bad. What's in that box anyway? Box for a new world of shalom. Let's wait and see. This past week, I had a chance to walk out around in the shopping malls, like most Americans did, and I saw huge signs, sale, 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 right? 75%, mostly in clothing shops. Now, why they do that? Because all the clothing that they sold for Christmas this year now is out of fashion, right? That's how we do things in America. So 75% off. Because, you know, the fashion industry runs like two or three or even a year ahead. So I had a chance to look up and see what was in fashion for spring next year. What styles, what colors. And lo and behold, the color for spring 2013 is what? Emerald green. Now, Christy, I didn't say that it's going to be emeralds in spring. The dress that you're going to buy for Easter will be emerald colored, that you won't be covered with emeralds. Emerald green. We human beings are very sensitive and about our fashion, aren't we? About the clothing we wear and how we present ourselves. So I was interested, what do fashion designers think about when they make these new fashion for us every year? So I looked up some of the top designers for this past year. Cushiony at Oaks are two young women. They are in their late 20s, and Carly Cushiony was recently named by the Forbes magazine as one of the shakers and movers of this nation in terms of fashion. And this is what she writes when asked, why is fashion important? She says, fashion is a way of expressing one's own individuality and personality. It's also a way of communicating the mood and happenings of a particular time. Fashion is a storyteller. Wow. Then Mr. Eli Tahari, a lot of you women know the Tahari line, right? Very upscale. He says, fashion has the ability to bring people together from all diverse walks of life. It's a tool that allows individuals to be expressive. Clothing should be quieter than the women so her true beauty can shine through. Wow, I said. Then Tommy Hilfiger of Hilfiger line for men usually, but also women, he says very simply, fashion helps shape individuality. And then lastly, Wes Gordon is an upcoming early 20s young man who got trained in London as well as in New York. And this is what he had to say about fashion. Fashion is such an incredibly important part of our personal and cultural expression. Each day, through clothing, we decide how we are going to represent ourselves to the world. Without a doubt, fashion makes life more beautiful and fascinating. No wonder we love fashion. The men and women who are making our clothing have these deep thoughts about how clothing, how fashion expresses who we are, how it makes us more beautiful, more peaceful, more fascinating people. Well, I'm here to tell you that in the Bible, we also find a fashion designer. He loves clothing. He thinks that we should, as Christians, be best dressed people in the world. Listen to what he says to the church at Colossae. "You're done with that old life. It's like a filthy set of ill-fitting clothes you've stripped off and put in the fire. Now you're dressed in a new wardrobe." He goes on to say, "So, chosen by God for this new life of love, dress in the wardrobe God picked out for you." Apostle Paul seems to think that just as each day we put on new clothing, spiritually speaking, we ought to be putting on new clothing every day. Every day we need to strip off the old clothing and put on some new. Now, Apostle Paul also has some rules on how we can become Christian fashionistas, you might say, right? What is the number one rule? Number one rule is that you have to get rid of your old clothing. Now, when Christy and I moved to California and we set up our new apartment, we took out all our clothing that we had brought from the East Coast and put up in the closets. She has the bigger closet, you know, and I have that small little thing, as you all know. And we were looking at our clothing. It was packed, right? But we realized right away that a lot of the clothing didn't fit, because during our travels, we had tried our very best to lose some pounds of our bodies, and we had gotten healthier, so a lot of the clothing were just too loose. So we took those out. Then, of course, the weather in California, it's warmer. You have to dress in layers and all those things. So a lot of the heavy clothing, a lot of them we had dropped off in New Jersey, but when it got here, we found that they didn't fit either. So that came out. That had to come out before we start buying our new California wardrobe. Apostle Paul suggests, just like a fashion critic, that before you can start your new wardrobe, you have to get rid of some of your old stuff that you have. And he lists some of these old stuff that we have in our closets. Old garments, Paul names, are greed, anger, hateful feelings, insults, obscene talk, lying, sexual immorality, and the list goes on. He says these are like old clothing that we have in our closets. As Christians, we've been baptized, so in baptism, we took off our old filthy clothing and we had a nice, refreshing bath. Now, are we going to go back and put on that old filthy clothing? Are we wanting a new, brand new wardrobe to put on? So that brings us to Paul's second rule of being a Christian fashionista. Remember that Christmas box that you didn't open? Well, let me tell you what's in that. I don't have to have Santa come and tell us. God has given us a huge box, and all of us are getting new wardrobes for the new year. You can take off everything from your old closets and start new with a fresh set of clothing. No, I'm sorry, it's not $25,000 gift cards to Nordstrom or Macy's or Bloomingdale's or Banana Republic. But you are getting a new set of clothing for Christmas, for New Year. Listen to what Paul says. "So, chosen by God for this new life of love, dress in the wardrobe God picked out for you. Compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline. Be even-tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive an offense. Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's your basic, all-purpose garment. Never be without it." So imagine you are at the 2013 Christian Fashions Week. and coming down the runway are the Christian models. And you can hear Apostle Paul saying, compassion, come on out. Isn't that a gorgeous garment? Kindness, your turn. Couldn't the fashion world and the whole world wear a lot more of this? Humility, now it's your turn. Everyone could use several of these. Patience, what a refreshing change there will be for our whole world. Forgiveness, come on out and pose for us. Now that's something we could wear every day. Imagine if this came into fashion all around the world. And then of course, he saves the best for the last. He says, this is the main item of our show. Verse 14, he says, come on down the runway, love, Christ's love. No well-dressed Christian could leave home without that. It is your basic all-purpose dress. But I can see that many of you are already wearing that this morning. When Jesus was 12, he went to Jerusalem. Perhaps it was at that moment that he recognized what his purpose in life was. His parents couldn't quite understand it, although they had reared him and trained him and taught him. Because in that temple, speaking to the scholars and the priests, he was beginning to understand what he was supposed to do. Because Jesus, it seems to me, had learned to wear these spiritual clothing very well in his life. His parents taught him well how to wear humility and love and kindness and compassion and forgiveness. So that when he grew up and began his ministry, people could sense that in him. They felt palpably that love. They understood what it meant to be forgiven when they were in his presence. They knew what he meant when they touched him and felt compassion out of him. So what can we do this week to be Christian fashionistas? There are only two things, I think. Number one, we can go through our old wardrobe. And you don't have to throw out everything that you don't like. Just choose that one thing that you don't like at all. The ugly thing that people say, oh, it's ugly, don't wear that. What is that ugly thing that we are wearing that we ought to be throwing out this week, this year? Apostle Paul gives us the whole list of that. I don't need to tell you because I don't know what's in your wardrobe, in your closet, but you know what it is that we struggle with. May God give you the courage to throw that out. And you can do it. You can let it burn, because when you make room in your closet of your heart, God will fill it with a new thing that you need. Secondly, whenever you leave home, remember to put on that piece of Christian fashion which makes you Christian. I know you ladies, it's the handbag and the shoes and the scarf, but don't forget this basic all-purpose love that Jesus talks about. Put that on and you'll be in true fashion. And you guys, I know the cap, 49ers cap, the Giants cap, and the smartphone gets on your side, but don't forget that all-purpose, all-basic thing called kindness. Love, humility, that will really make you fashionable and Christian. I'm told that you can tell a lot by looking at a person, what they are wearing and what kind of designer clothes they have, what kind of clothing they are wearing. Because a lot of people have eye for fashion and, you know, people judge you by that, like it or not. We as Christians, when people see us wearing compassion and kindness, humility, gentleness, and love, maybe they will know who the designer is, who is working with us. Because every day for us Christians, it's a fashion show. and the world is our runway. May your fashion, as a Christian fashionista, make our world more peaceful, more beautiful, more gentle, and more fascinating. God bless you in the coming new year. Amen.